Cattle and hay producers encouraged to attend drought meetings. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
We have something over 1 million cows, and we are going to be very short on pasture and short on the feed supply, so we felt like that we needed to try to cover the state if we possibly could.
That's UT Extension beef specialist Dr. Clyde Lane, and covering the state is referring to some upcoming producer meetings scheduled for next week and the first week of September to hopefully give cattle and hay producers more information to better cope with these extreme drought and heat conditions.
We're going to have basically three major segments of it. The first part is going to be discussing the economic. You know, is it going to be viable to purchase feed and keep the animals, or would it be better to, you know, just go ahead and sell out? Another component of it will be if a person does decide to hold on to the animals, could they stockpile some fescue? Could they maybe sow some wheat, rye, ryegrass, something to produce some additional feed? Of course, all that would be contingent on rainfall. And then the biggest segment of it will be talking about the various feeds that producers might be able to get a hold of.
Now, Lane says there's obviously a lot more cattle going to market this summer than usual because many producers have been feeding their winter supply of hay for several weeks now, and there's worry there won't be any additional pasture growth till next spring.
A lot of producers are getting very concerned, and every day that we go and have no rainfall, that just raises that level of concern up because there's no grass coming on that might help shorten that overall winter feeding period.
Now, there are 12 different producer meetings scheduled, all strategically located across the state where folks won't have to drive far. The first ones will be held next Monday, and you can contact your county extension office for times and locations. The beef cattle industry is the largest sector of the state's ag economy. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.